And there's no public input, right?
Okay. There's no open public input, but welcome to the Saturday, December 12th meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. We're going to adjust the schedule a little bit, if it's all right, and do the miscellaneous and debrief now, and then instead of public input, and then if we need anything else to come back after Francine, you talk, then we can come back to that. So I know we have one blue sheet, so I will open it up for miscellaneous. Commissioner Keough.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have a blue sheet request, and I'm going to be very brief. It's a topic that's near and dear to my heart. It has to do with the commercial chum fishery in Hood Canal. I'm asking for a briefing and also an opportunity for public comment at the February Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting in Olympia. And the timing is prior to the North of Falcon. I'll just sum it up by saying this fishery is one of the few salmon fisheries in the state where the department has the capability to, along with co-managers, to provide an in-season update of the run based on catch per unit effort data. It's a long data set. It's very, very good at based on retrospective analysis at predicting the run, which will, you know, certainly in years where there's bigger than returning returns than forecast, it provides access to fishers to harvestable chum. Well, in recent years, there has been a change in the fishing pattern, which, and I think the department will acknowledge this, has compromised the ability and, in fact, biased the estimates low. And so I would ask that, and I've already spoken with John Long and also with some other staff members and also with Ron Warren. The intent is not to throw anybody under the bus, but rather to kind of highlight some of the changes and perhaps look at ways where we can get back and use this very effective tool. So I put a importance of this as high, and as far as urgency, medium, and again, I'm looking for a briefing at the February meeting in Olympia. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Rucker.
I second.
Thank you.
You took the wind out of labor. Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing, seeing none. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same side. Sign. Motion carries. Okay.
Thank you.
You're on board, Mr. Keough.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, I'd like to address just for a moment the issue of the point-no-point boat ramp. I'm very concerned about it. I live in that area, unfortunately, because I'm kind of the center of the firestorm at certain days. I'm pretty familiar with it, and I was horrified yesterday to hear about the lack of progress on it. I talked to the representative from point-no-point treaty. He was urging us to sit down and have face-to-face talk as co-managers on it. The other portion of it is that the Corps is not moving on it. The director has now written a letter to the Corps, which I think is good. I think that we as a commission should also weigh in and send a letter to the Corps of Engineers. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to move to ask the staff to draft letters of support for the point-no-point boat ramp, and a letter be drafted to the Corps of Engineers for and on behalf of the Commission.
Discussion? Jim or Joe, do you have any comments on that?
Did you make a motion?
I don't think it's a motion.
I don't think it's a motion.
They're fine down there. Okay.
It might be helpful, too, to address the draft different versions of the letter and address one to the governor to let him know that this is an issue that's persisting and been difficult to resolve and may need some influence with the federal government and maybe our congressional delegation. Just apply a little bit more political pressure.
Yeah.
The governor's just issued that letter in which he said that he understands the importance of sport fishing. So let's capitalize on that.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yesterday there was at least some impression that the department hasn't been working very hard with the tribes, and that's not the facts. We've worked very closely and had numerous meetings through the last several years, and three just this year, and so we have been working, doing due diligence to work.
Yeah, I had a discussion with the tribal representative yesterday about that, and he was saying that there needs to be further dialogue, that we have not sat down with him and talked. I found that very difficult to believe, that we weren't engaged with them on a regular basis on this. So I'm not surprised to hear that, Mr. Director.
Okay. Thank you. Further miscellaneous debrief? Good for the order?
Good to go.
Yes,
Michelle. For the Fish Committee consideration at the next meeting, I think I can't remember what we identified yesterday.
Halibut,
okay. I'd also bring to your attention that our Willapa policy calls for an assessment of ocean ranching by January 2016. That's next month. I'm not sure if anybody's been paying much attention to that mandate in our Willapa policy, but it's just a preliminary assessment of the feasibility of ocean ranching in Willapa. Mainly, I think we were looking at chum. But it's in our policy that staff are to prepare that by January 2016. We adopted that. I don't know if they've been... Well, I'd like the Fish Committee at least to check in with the staff.
Director, perhaps you could look into that and get with Jim Scott and then give me a briefing so the Fish Committee can talk about it next meeting.
It came up, by the way, with the person who's interested, an oyster grower who's interested in pursuing ocean ranching, emailed me yesterday and he said, what's up? Getting that done.
Commissioner Grable.
I just wanted to give the Commission an update on this year is the sunset year for the Columbia River Salmon and Steelhead Endorsement Program. Senator Parlett, again, will be sponsoring that bill to extend that for another six-year period. The endorsement board all agreed that rather than just put this in place forever, that it be reviewed every 6 years just to make sure it's still on track. And there's accountability with that fund. That's raised $1.7 million every year that's been applied to selective fisheries. I've met with CCA on several occasions because they had some issues that they wanted to address to support that. Last month, we had a meeting with CCA staff and Senator Parlett in Olympia, and it appears we've cleared all of those issues up, and I would encourage if any of you are in contact with legislators that have districts that border the Columbia River that you make sure they understand the value of that and we get this passed this session.
Thank you. In that vein, I know during the session I will probably be going around with whomever is our legislative liaison at that time. So I'll just talk to you about getting some talking points that I can make sure that I hit on that too.
Terrific. Good.
That's really fine.
Okay. I'm getting distracted again, but what's new? Keep pointing down, read this. Anything else for the good of the order? Let me just put on the agenda, we've talked about this a little bit, about having a commission retreat. And I think it's a good idea. I've talked with the director about that, the vice chair, and the executive committee's talked about that. So look for some sort of ideas to be floated in the near future. I mean, we're not going to do the retreat in the next month or anything, but Miranda and I were just talking yesterday at lunch, too, that this is a good spot for a retreat. I mean, over at the office, if you haven't been to the office, that's a office with a view. Yeah. So
Friday Harbor. Friday Harbor. We've never been to Friday Harbor in the San Juans.
You got a boat?
I've used a matter of fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
several.
Yeah. Okay.
100.
So, for sale?
What do you, yeah.
I think there's a conflict of interest right now.
Yeah.
We will be looking at doing a retreat. I especially with the ledge session coming up and some of the personnel changes and all that, I think it's worthy of doing. Okay, any other discussion items? Hearing none, that brings to a close item agenda.